Title: High Court Upholds Long-Term GHG Emissions Analysis, but Warns Agencies to Keep Pace with Regulatory Advancements. Lessons from Cleveland National Forest Foundation v. Sandag. Content: Cleveland National Forest Foundation, et al. V. San Diego Association of Governments, 2017, __Cal, 5th_, Supreme Court Case No. S223603 Judicial Deference to a Lead Agency's Determination Regarding the Proper Greenhouse Gas, GHG, Threshold for a Project. California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA, remains a swinging pendulum. The California Supreme Court recently upheld the San Diego Association of Governments, SANDAG, determination that the year 2050 statewide GHG reduction goals set forth in Executive Order S3-05, Executive Order, issued in 2005, did not create a CEQA threshold of significance an agency must follow. However, the court did so for reasons different than SANDAG stated in the response to comments on the Environmental Impact Report, EIR, on proposed amendments to its Regional Transportation Plan, RTP. In Cleveland National Forest Foundation, et al. V. San Diego Association of Governments, 2017, __Cal, 5th_, Supreme Court Case No. S223603, the court found that SANDAG did not abuse its discretion in declining to adopt the 2050 goal as a measure of significance because the executive order does not specify any plan or implementation measure to achieve its goal. The EIR's long-term GHG analysis adequately informed the public and agency, in part, because SANDAG summarized the executive order in the EIR's regulatory framework section and disclosed the increase in GHG emissions in 2050 compared to the 2010 baseline. An analysis of lessons learned and reaffirmed by the case appears at the end of this post. The California Attorney General joined Cleveland Nation Forest Foundation and several other environmental groups in opposing the EIR. The Attorney General hoped to send a message to cities, counties, and regional planning agencies to be more aggressive in adopting GHG-reducing policies in their long-term planning documents. Indeed, the Attorney General actively opposed several general plan approvals soon after California adopted its landmark California Global Warming Solutions Act of 2006, AB 32. The Attorney General argued in this case that only through analysis of the executive order could the general public and agency decision-makers have meaningful context to adequately evaluate the environmental impacts of SANDAG's RTP. The latter set forth SANDAG's 40-year regional plan for land use and transportation infrastructure investment. The executive order set forth a goal of reducing statewide GHG emissions levels to 80% below 1990 levels by the year 2050 based on scientific consensus that such levels would be necessary for California to stabilize GHG emissions at 450 parts per million. California has determined this to be its fair share to achieve climate stabilization, and therefore an appropriate statewide goal against which project GHG emissions should be evaluated. The Attorney General was concerned that it was not enough for SANDAG to just declare a significant and unmitigable impact without also explaining the broader consequences of the impact remaining significant and unmitigated. Within that larger context, the Attorney General was also specifically concerned that SANDAG's RTP did not go far enough in promoting land use patterns near transit and investing in transit infrastructure, as opposed to road infrastructure, that would assist the state in meeting the 2050 goal by reducing GHG emissions related to San Diego's average vehicle miles traveled. The Attorney General prevailed at the trial court and Court of Appeals. The Supreme Court accepted SANDAG's appeal on the limited issue of whether a lead agency is required to use the executive order as its CEQA GHG significance threshold. SANDAG's response to the Attorney General comments on the EIR had stated there was no legal requirement to analyze the RTP's consistency with the executive order because, A, the executive order was not an adopted GHG reduction plan within the meaning of CEQA guidelines 15064.4, B, 2, and, B, SANDAG's role in achieving the statewide 2050 target is uncertain and small. The Supreme Court held that Sandag's small role in achieving the executive order S-2050 target was not a valid reason because GHG is a cumulative impact, so no one project has a significant direct impact. Nearly all projects have.